This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Pentecost Monday, first posted June 9th, 2008, Psalm 69:1-20, Cry for Deliverance, paraphrase, the psalmist feels overwhelmed by distress, as though caught in a flood. He feels up to his neck in trouble, and is sinking in deep mud, where he can find no foothold. He is emotionally exhausted with crying and waiting for the Lord's help. The psalmist's enemies are more numerous than the hairs of his head. His enemies hate him without cause, they attack him with lies. They seek retribution for that of which the psalmist is not guilty. The psalmist trusts that the Lord knows the psalmist's weakness and shortcomings, and he appeals to the Lord so that others who trust in the Lord will not be brought to shame and dishonor through the psalmist. It is for the Lord that the psalmist has borne reproach and shame. The psalmist has become a stranger to his neighbors, and a foreigner to his brothers. For zeal for thy house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insult thee have fallen on me. Psalm 69:9. When the psalmist humbled himself before the Lord with fasting and sackcloth, ritual garb of mourning and repentance, he was reproached and became an object of ridicule. He has been disparaged by the idle and drunkards. But the psalmist vows to pray to the Lord, trusting that the Lord, in steadfast love, will answer him at just the right time. The Lord will faithfully rescue him from sinking in deep mud. The Lord will deliver the psalmist from his enemies, and from the deep waters of his distress. The deep will not swallow up the psalmist, the flood will not sweep him away, and the grave will not close over him. The psalmist trusts that in the Lord's steadfast love, goodness and mercy, the Lord will not abandon the psalmist or hide from him. In distress the psalmist calls upon the Lord to hurry and set him free from his enemies. The psalmist is certain that the Lord knows the psalmist's shame, reproach and dishonor, and knows who the psalmist's enemies are. The psalmist's heart is broken with insults, so that he feels great despair. He sought pity and comfort but found none. Commentary: when we experience distress, the metaphor of the flood that sweeps us away is an accurate description. When trouble strikes, friends and family seem to disappear. Even when they try to help, they cannot supply the help, understanding and consolation that only the Lord can give us. We need to learn how to wait for the Lord's help, instead of seeking instant help elsewhere. Sometimes we need to experience trials in order to realize how much we need the Lord, and to experience His power, faithfulness and love to deliver us from them when we trust in Him. The Lord doesn't cause troubles, but He allows them to happen. This temporal world has been designed to allow us to choose whether to trust and obey God's word or not, and to learn by trial and error that God's way is our best interest. Trouble is the consequence of sin, which is disobedience of God's word. Sometimes our troubles are the consequences of our own sins. We need to learn to live in obedient trust in God's word. Trusting and obeying God's word won't keep us from experiencing trouble in this lifetime, but it will allow us to learn the power, faithfulness and love of God to deliver us. We will come to know with certainty that the Lord will also keep us from being swept away eternally by the flood of death and eternal condemnation in the day of judgment. Jesus is the only one who can deliver us from sin and the consequence of sin, which is eternal destruction. Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Trusting and obeying God's word won't keep us from experiencing trouble. We cannot expect to be treated better by worldly people than Jesus was. Worldly people hated Jesus and they hate Jesus' disciples. Jesus is the fulfillment of Psalm 69:9, see John 2:17, for bearing the insults of those who hate God. Jesus can console and encourage us because He has experienced the same hatred and persecution that His disciples face, and has overcome it. It is better to endure trouble for the gospel, the word of God, than to suffer because of sin. We will be vindicated by the Lord on the day of judgment. We need to be careful not to bring shame, reproach and dishonor upon the gospel. We must remember that what we do with God's word affects how worldly people will receive it and how our conduct will affect the faith of other believers. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and come to know and have fellowship with God our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is possible only through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. This lifetime is our opportunity to learn to trust and obey the Lord and to live according to His Word. When we learn to trust and obey Him now, we will be spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life so we can enter God's heavenly kingdom. In God's eternal kingdom there will be no more troubles, sickness, sorrow, or death, because there will be no more sin, Revelation 21:4, Isaiah 11:9, 65:25. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.